You're listening to WCNO Palm City.
In the gritty and difficult places of the world, God calls His people to be salt and light to the broken and the needy. That's what the front line is all about. Open your heart and your mind. Today's show is about to begin.
Good morning, everybody. Glad you're joining us today for the front line on this somewhat moist Monday morning here in Palm City. And if you're not moist, well, you live in Florida, just wait. It'll be coming your way. We have a wonderful program today, and we'll be getting in a moment to introduce our guests. But first, you know, by federal law, I always say that. I don't know if it's really, I have to introduce my co-hosts at all, but I'm going to. Ed Skiba, good morning, brother.
Good morning, brother. Another beautiful South Florida morning.
Oh, man, gorgeous.
It's only liquid sunshine.
It is, well, and that's, you fine, know, it's yeah. part of, we need it. My grass yeah. took a hit. A lot of our plants took a hit when it got really cold back yeah. there, you know.
On a personal note, I'd like to congratulate you and Cynthia. This past Saturday was their 55th wedding anniversary.
Praise God. We praise God. Thank you. Yeah, that was a God work, yeah, man, I'll tell you. We notice, we sit down and we'll say, well, there's three times in our marriage we could have called it quits, you yeah. know.
I'm coming up on my 60th, and yeah. I keep telling my wife every anniversary I look for the expiration date. yeah. On my marriage license. My driver's license expires.
Yeah.
So I looked for the expiration date, and she told me what it was. It's the same as the date on my death certificate.
Yeah, there you go. So, yeah, let's say your marriage license doesn't expire, but you do.
There you go.
I'll do the same. Not ready yet. Anyway, yeah, it was a great blessing, and thanks for, you know, bringing that up.
You're welcome.
You know, and anyway, we don't have Ann Limhoka with us today because... No. She's up in Washington, D.C., and she was covering the that event on Sunday mm-hmm. That President Trump had called together to celebrate 250 years of America, but also to pray for this nation.
Amen.
For repenting and for restoration, which we desperately need.
Absolutely.
So she was up there. Knowing Ann, she was sniffing out people to interview, and we're going to maybe hopefully have a report tomorrow. At the other program that we do at 11, A Biblical Response. Mm-hmm. But today, and I want to bring us back to today, because yep. we have a guest, and there are several guests, from the Women's Refuge in Vero Beach, Florida. And already some people are saying, well, I know those people. You've had them on the air before. We certainly have. Tremendous ministry, doing a tremendous work for God. And We'll talk as we unfold, as the hour unfolds, just about the extent of the ministry globally. All situated right there in wonderful downtown kind of Vero Beach, which is mm-hmm. This is a hot spot for God. The whole Treasure Coast is, but Vero Beach is certainly part of that. Diane Ludwig, executive director of this wonderful ministry, the Women's Refuge in Vero Beach. Welcome.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Thank you.
No, you're presuming an awful lot.
I was going to say, Ed, because you're associated with me, but
oh, I got that.
She's very kind.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so tell us, and you have some folks you brought with you. Would you be kind enough to introduce them to our audience?
Absolutely, and thank you for having us on the show. It's always a great opportunity to talk about the Women's Refuge. And we have some of the ladies who have been in our live-in program, just one of the areas of our ministry. The first one I'd like to introduce is Ariane, and she has been with us for coming up on 3 months.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm. Cool.
Beautiful. Good morning, Ari.
Good morning.
And then we also have Shannon. She has been with us coming up on 5 weeks. And Shannon, you are from?
Elkhart, Texas.
Y'all hear that draw?
I hear that. Oh, yes, yeah. Yes.
And then one of the other ladies that we have with us is Monica, and she is coming up on just over 2 months with us. As she said, I'm entering my 9th week. And yes. Monica, you are from?
I am originally from Colombia, but I came from Miami, and it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for this invitation.
It's wonderful.
The one thing I did not mention is Ariane is from Mexico. On our way over, we were talking about some of her travels. She's traveled quite extensively in her young life.
Mm.
But she is here with us in Vero Beach.
It's wonderful. And I'm just hearing, you know, that the Lord has brought you all together. This is definitely a work of God. And I'm anxious to hear your stories, you know, and especially as, you know, I've said this before, you know, in fact, we have ministries that come in here all the time that are devoted to the two most, the two most groups in our nation, in our world, that are susceptible to suffering and oppression, women and children.
Amen.
And we Amen. Always love to bring the folks in. And so today, I mean, you know, here is a ministry to women. It's necessary. It's powerful. And the healing that God works out through the faithfulness of Women's Refuge in Vero Beach is awesome.
Yes, it is. It's coming up on almost 29 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Our founder, Donna Robart, who we had such a wonderful pleasure, she visited us just this past weekend. It was great to see her, and the ladies were introduced to her just to realize the founder. So the Lord had really laid it upon her heart, over 40 years ago, to open up a place for women who really needed the help to get further healing. She was working as a charge nurse in a hospital outside of Atlanta at Grady Hospital. And she was happened to be in the psychiatric ward. And she saw women who really didn't need to be there. She could discern their challenge really was a spiritual issue, not so much a physical or mental issue. And during her time of prayer, the Lord really impressed upon her to open up a place for women who needed a place to go, alternative to a behavioral health center or a place to go after they left there. So what we do, and we've been doing for up to all this time, is to provide a Christian program to offer healing to hurting people through biblical counseling. Everything we do is our foundation is biblical counseling. It's a tri-approach, if you will. Our main focus is our live-in program. And these ladies that are here today have immersed themselves in our live-in program. They have committed to finding time for themselves to know what it is the Lord is offering to a new change in their lives, to deal with their past challenges and how can they apply the Word of God in order to overcome and be victorious.
Mm-hmm.
And so I give them a lot of credit because it's not easy doing it.
Yes.
And it takes a lot of commitment and dependence on the Lord.
Amen.
And secondary, we offer biblical counseling to our community, to men, women, and children, and families, I should say. And our counseling center is full, which is good to know that we can offer God's truth to people to apply to their situations in life, whether it's dealing with trauma or depression, anxiety, and those things that we all deal with. And then also the fact is that we're always going to need those counselors, always going to need God's word to apply to our lives.
Amen.
And then thirdly, we offer support groups to our community dealing with issues such as codependency, anger management, sexual abuse, post-abortion trauma, just various situations in our lives that we're all dealing with. I did want to just specify the fact that the Women's Refuge really offers a place for women dealing with loss. Could be a loss of their relationship with the Lord, loss of a loved one, anxiety, which can be crippling, social anxiety, as well as just anxiousness over the future, depression. We've had women who could barely hold their heads up due to depression. And now that they are viable community people that are working. One of them I'm thinking right now, she's working as a nurse in the hospital. Yep. And so just those difficult issues, mental health issues, we deal with a biblical perspective.
Amen. Beautiful. That's powerful. That's really the only way really get at the kind of healing and balance that we need in our lives. Is only God made us. We need to find out what the Maker wants to do to keep us, Amen. You know, on balance.
Amen.
And I was going to say, I didn't say this before the program, but it's important to say it to the ladies here. We want to protect your anonymity.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not expecting you to share any super personal information on the air.
Right.
As you feel compelled to tell your story, do not feel compelled to put out any detail.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, the core of your story is going to come through as far as what God's doing in your life and where you're going. And that's enough for this, okay? Just so you know.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to do that. But, where do you want us to go from here, Diane?
Well, I know that these ladies are willing to share some of their testimony. Mm-hmm. And we were just reminded that everybody's testimony is personal. And mm-hmm. some people think, oh, I don't really have much to share. I had an ordinary childhood. I was saved mm-hmm. at 7 or 8. But there's also the truth of being consistent in God's word and growing, and the impact that you can make on other people's lives just by showing a solid relationship with the Lord and being continuing in his word and in his guidance. Amen. I think everybody's lives, for the most part, generally speaking, can sometimes go off the rails, especially in the teen years, perhaps even early 20s. And so we all have experienced a break in our relationship with the Lord for the most part, and know that's not what God has for us.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to gather us back into himself. And this is an opportunity, what we offer at the Refuge, is a time for these ladies to really step out of the chaos of their lives and just immerse themselves in the word. And what does God have for me? Everybody's lives are individual. Mm-hmm. Everyone has an individual story, individual testimony that's going to speak to someone.
Amen.
Whether you've run from him for 20 plus years or you've been consistent with him mm-hmm. for most of your life, everyone can relate to the testimony.
Amen.
The one thing I did want to mention is that even though the majority of our program is focused on our live-in program for women ages 18 on up, the men who might be listening, think about the women in their lives, whether it's your wife or your daughter or even a friend of your wife's or your daughter's or your niece. There's always women generally, especially as they get into married life, are caregivers, caretakers, and they generally don't take the time for themselves. And this is an opportunity for them to just step aside and look at their relationship with the Lord and say, what is it that you want from me, Lord?
Mm-hmm.
We mm-hmm. also minister to missionaries, to pastors' wives, to those involved mm-hmm. in church service. Sometimes those are the ones who really need the
yes,
time.
Yes, you're right about that.
Amen.
And that's another thing that has always impressed me about what God is doing at the Women's Refuge in Jensen Beach. Vero Beach. I used to live in Jensen. Occasionally those memories rise to the surface. But Vero Beach is just there's so many layers of opportunity in this ministry. In other words, I was looking at the card that you gave me earlier, that you have weekend conferences and weekend intensive renewal weekends that you occur throughout the calendar year. So you have local events that happen that people can sign up for. And I'm sure your website will give all those details. So maybe just give me the website while we're talking.
That's womensrefugevb.org. And they can call our office at 772-770-4424.
Thank you. We'll be bringing that up throughout the program because mm-hmm. it's important. And some people are driving, so they that third hand they wanted to attach yeah. surgically never came about, so now they have to wait. And they can always, by the way, throughout the program, if you hear something that you can't write down, you can call the station at 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100, and we'll give you that information. We'll help you with that. And by the way, remember that number because later on, we're going to be asking you to call if you have any questions after the break. So, yeah, anyway, to say there's a lot going on for any woman at any stage in her life with any need that she has, that you offer a way and means of meeting those needs.
Absolutely. We've got five biblical counselors on staff, and our priority is to counsel the ladies in our live-in program. They come first, and then we're able to offer the same counseling to our community, as I had mentioned earlier. And talking about the weekend intensives, one of the ladies who are currently in our program, she's not with us today, actually heard about our three-day weekend intensive, really about your identity in Christ. And so she signed up for it. She drove from many miles away out of state to be with us and then came into the live-in program. And so we're so grateful for the internet, number one, and social media to be able to get the word out about the Women's Refuge. And we just want to know people, we want people to know it's a very peaceful, home-like environment. It's not a it's not a lockdown medical facility. This is a beautiful place for people to relax, to have an opportunity to be in the Word, to talk together with the ladies in the house, and they experience all that God has for them while they're there. And they've got curriculum to follow. But like I said earlier, everyone's individual. So we're going to make sure that they're getting what they what we feel that God is leading them to be healed from or deal with and to be able to overcome some of those past challenges in their lives.
Yeah, and that's while you've been sharing, and then I'm thinking we have a ton of different types of listeners right now. And so I'm speaking to you, listener, because some of you may be hearing from Diane, but also from as the other ladies here share, and you have an increasing sense of need that they're talking about your life and something that you've wanted to change for a long time. You know, maybe you don't know the Lord, maybe you do, but you're tired of being where you are. And I'm singling you out because I want you to be encouraged to listen even more toward the end of making contact with the ministry and finding out more about how you can be helped, because that they're there for you. And I honestly, now I don't know every ministry that exists on the planet Earth. Forgive me for that. I've been around long enough to learn it, but you know, the point being is, so because of that, but what I say is, as I have learned about the Women's Refuge in Vero Beach, that I don't think there's anyone else doing quite what you're doing.
It's a very unique ministry, I will say, David. And so many times we get calls from men say, do you have a program like this for men? And while I'm sure there's probably some ministries out there that are similar, we don't really know of many that's really unique like this for ladies. I do know that it's relatively inexpensive for the program. There is an application process and there is a small fee just to cover your rent and your food and everything. We never turn anyone away for lack of funding. We're very thankful our community is good with supporting the ministry. We can offer scholarships to those. But back to the men, we sometimes don't have an opportunity to really refer them to other places. There are other ministries, I'm sure, somewhere in the U.S., usually at a much higher fee. And so I wish I had an answer for them.
Well, you won't really know until an individual contacts you with their specific need.
Right.
And then you can respond.
Right. So I appreciate you bringing this up, because a lot of people are under the impression that we are a rehabilitation center, those who are dealing with addiction to some type of drugs or alcohol. We are not a rehabilitation facility. There you go.
Right. There you go.
What we do offer is we say, once you've reached that 6 months of sobriety, we could be a second step for you. We're not this white coat medical facility. We do not do any diagnosis, and we're not an immediate needs shelter. Mm-hmm. What we're so thankful for is there's many resources in our town of Vero Beach and some beyond our borders that we can refer mm-hmm. our clients to that are calling in with the help that they need specifically for that. Recently, I was talking to a woman, and she said, how are you associated with Dunklin Memorial Church, which is in mm-hmm. Okochobee?
Yeah.
Been there for, what, gosh, 60 plus years, 65 plus,
at least
something?
That, yeah.
It's just down the road from where I live.
Yes. And so further down the road is the Refuge Ranch,
right,
which is a similar facility for ladies mm-hmm. who are dealing with addiction.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so we've had women who have been able to complete their program successfully and then use us as that continuing second step. Mm-hmm. So we're very thankful for that.
And I'm going to say this, you can correct me, but you're also not a domestic abuse shelter.
Correct. So mm-hmm. we can refer ladies to mm-hmm. Safe Space.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for clarifying that.
Well, I know some people were thinking, and maybe they don't have, you know, especially I got to say, men, we're not always as sensitive as we need to be when it comes to the needs of ladies, even the ones we're close to. Mm-hmm. But we all know, most of us know that domestic abuse happens. It is certainly mm-hmm. one of the issues that really convolute a woman's life and create a lot of suffering. And there are places like that will take them in as shelters. So my guess is that after someone has had a shelter experience and maybe their issues have been resolved or at least they've been moved away from those issues, at some point they may then find the Women's Refuge in Vero Beach to be a decent source of spiritual assistance and healing.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
But I need to interject. I've been a police fire EMS chaplain for over 30 years. And most of the cases, scenes I go on and situations I go into, I've seen so many women that have a need, a spiritual need, and don't recognize it.
Mm-hmm.
They know there's something wrong. They don't know how to deal with it. The husband, the man on the significant other, whoever it might be, could care less. He's looking the other way for his own pleasure, which is unfortunately the sinful nature of man. And the women that do come forward and say, I do have a spiritual issue, I find it takes a great degree of courage to do that. Because even your peers, these ladies sitting here, that they've come forward and said, help me. Mm-hmm. I got something going on. I can't handle it myself.
Yeah.
It's just against human nature to admit you have a weakness.
It is.
And you, in doing that, you're showing a great degree of courage, all of you are, in saying, I know there's something more. Unfortunately, the world thinks that the world is all there is.
Mm-hmm.
To recognize the fact that the world is temporary and there's something much more important beyond this, it takes a lot of intestinal fortitude to recognize that and to act on it. And most of the women I've seen need that,
yeah.
but they just are terrified to act on it.
And that brings us, we've got about 6.5 minutes before our break, and I wonder if we can get started with one of the ladies sharing their story.
Absolutely. So I'm going to ask Monica if she would just yes. let us know how she heard about the Refuge.
And, you know, as you were speaking, the Lord literally revealed something to me that I think is very important to speak about. And we know that we have an audience right now of maybe women that are hurting,
mm-hmm.
but also those that are in leadership at the churches that are listening right now
mm-hmm.
to know that there is. And that's actually the way that I came in. I have a church that is attentive to the need.
Wonderful.
And in that way, you know, one of the leaders was able to guide me through the process of coming to the Refuge. So I'm urging those mm-hmm. that are listening right now that if you're part of leadership and you know that the ministry has, we all hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the way that I see it is that the church is a hospital for those that are in need,
Amen.
Right? So
yeah,
to keep those eyes open and to realize that there is a place.
Mm-hmm.
As I was presented the opportunity to come here last September, it took a little bit for me to really get to take the car and come, mm-hmm. not because I didn't want to. situations that present in the middle. But as I brought that to the Lord was started to take care of every single situation that was right in front of me.
Amen.
In a beautiful way. Yeah. And that's how I got to realize he's in all this. The plan is not my plan, it's his plan. Mm-hmm. I was offered the opportunity to come to the refuge after I had a grieving process that took a lot from me. To the point that the intimacy with the Lord was severe in a way that it was painful to me, because I know the Lord. I have faith. I understand his word. I have the love for him. But that intimacy in the middle of that chaos that we were talking about, in the middle of all and every situation that we go through, I lost 4 people in my life in 2020. Mm-hmm. Key people in my life, I should say that. And, you know, we all went through that. I'm a nurse myself.
Okay. Mm, okay.
So that's to me, nursing outside and to be able to nurse myself in a way I knew that I was going to need more of the Lord. And I wasn't able to cross that bridge. Mm-hmm. I knew I was in the presence of the Lord. I never felt alone. But in some way, there was a bridge that was breaking because of the grieving process that I needed to have that intimacy. And I guess quieting all the voices and coming out of the chaos, coming out of the situation, and really having that commitment to whatever he wanted. So for me, it was surrendering. I surrendered my life as I took the decision to come in. I didn't question anything. I just knew the Lord had a door for me. In Amen. His love and his mercy. And as I came in, I committed myself to do 2 weeks, which could turn into 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. And I'm literally in starting week 9 right now.
Wow.
I can tell you I am full of his love and the intimacy that I have been able to get at the house, at the refuge, the help that I've been able to get, the love that I've been able to receive. And that is space that is a safe haven that we need. I always explain that my coming in and my experience as you walk into the parking lot of the refuge, the presence of the Lord is there. The Holy Spirit is there. Mm. There's trees around. There is a place that I call the little bit of heaven in earth that God allowed me to taste before I go to him. It has been a process. But it's mainly the surrendering and the realization that it is my life at this moment with the Lord, and that giving me the opportunity to come to a place like that, I think it's only a one-time life in the life experience, but something that breaks all and everything. The pain that I came in, that grieving process, I was able to do it there. I've been able to do it there, and I continue to do it there. I'm not saying that I'm completely, you know, we're in process. I will be in process until my last breath, but it has changed my life completely. I always ask the Lord in prayer to give me the capacity to get to the next level. And the next level for me in this process with the refuge is to know his mercy, his love, and that intimacy. I have a verse in my life, and it's, for Mary has chosen that one thing that will never be taken away from her. That's my personal verse in my life.
Powerful.
I changed Mary for Monica, so Monica has chosen. And I think the Lord, literally, what he did through all this and the decision to come in and the commitment and everything that has happened in the last almost 9 weeks, it's an answer prayer to what I needed and what he best could give me.
Wow.
I don't think there's other place that I could have gone. I tried before, before coming to the refuge. I went to Colombia several times. I was separated. I isolated myself trying to get that intimacy with the Lord. And I couldn't get it until I came to the refuge. It was just sitting alone in the Word and listening to the guidance of people that have done this for years. Really surrendering, which it's the key word. The key word is to realize and then surrender. I realized that I was at some point completely to my last ending of the rope. And this is where he comes in and saves and rescues. And this is where he does the restoration. And this is where we give him the platform to do what he's he's the best to do.
Mm-hmm.
God being God in the sovereign of all his majestic being.
Yeah.
And that's what I have experienced.
Wow. Yeah. You make a good point that you have to surrender.
Yes.
We still have free will. God can beat on the door and we can refuse to open it.
I am in agreement with you.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And that surrendering means dying to self.
Absolutely. Amen.
And I just hope and pray that as people are listening, women are listening, you know, husbands are listening.
Amen.
I'm actually having the support of my husband at this moment of being here. Mm. I do have plenty in my bag as far as my testimony, but I know that the Lord is doing in every heart, you know, accommodating everything, because when he loves truthfully.
Amen.
And he opens, and, you know, there's a song that says that he opened the sea. I will no longer be a slave of fear. He did open the sea, not only for me to come to the United States and then meet him here in the United States. He met me here. He found me. He rescued me here. But to know that he had a preparation, that it was that is powerful to me, that, you know, it would be so empowering to know that there's others out there that are feeling what I was feeling, that are in that midst of pain, thinking that they don't have a door. Yeah. There is a door. The Lord will always provide. And I hope that they take into consideration coming or looking into it or researching on the refuge.
That's why you're here today, to encourage people.
And people are being encouraged. Your story,
all of you.
Your story, which talks about grief. And if you're a human being and you're going to experience grief, sometimes you can process it and move on, but depending on the nature of the grief, because grief comes out of loss, and often our grieving is because we lose people we love. And we can't, and grief is so overwhelming. And it's hard sometimes, and I speak from personal experience, when my mother died, and I wasn't ready for that. And I'd also, I've been telling God some things that I was very, prideful about. And so I had to go through a lot of stuff, but when she died, the grief was so powerful. And it's hard to live the life that you have to live day to day when grief is really hanging on you, attaching to you like a lion on a zebra, if you will. If you've seen those pictures, you know, it's going to consume you. And for Monica, the Lord opened up a door for her is to come to the Women's Refuge in Vero Beach, to detach that lion from her life, and to take away the not just the fear of being consumed, but the actuality. Because left unattended, we can be eaten up by it.
You're touching my heart. You're touching my heart with those words, and I appreciate that. Grief can paralyze your life.
Yeah.
And I think the most important thing is realizing that the Lord is there. You know, as Christians, we can live life in this beautiful thing that is, you know, but he says in his word that we're going to go through tribulation, that we will have that. That is part of our walk and the faith that we have. And losing my dad, losing my sister, losing my aunt, who was my emotional mother, losing my uncle, who was my father figure, and going through all the tragedies during that time, which it was one hitting after the other. And you said the zebra and the lion. And I'm looking at myself literally how God is putting his hands and taking me and placing me in what he calls the green pasture.
Mm-hmm.
The refuge is surrounded by green pastures.
Hallelujah.
And sitting out there, you know, they had mentioned to us that this group that we have right now, that we love the outside. We love being under the trees. We love, and to me, that's intimacy with him and his creation. And that's what the refuge can offer. That's the refuge offering to us, giving us the opportunity to be restored, to be rescued, to be healed, and to really listen to God with no distractions from anything.
Amen.
And that's so important in our walk as Christians, that we're not superwoman, we're not. And, you know, at some point, because of so much that goes on in life, you know, we take off this shields and we start putting it on and we think, you know, it's not going to touch us, but it does. It does touch us in life. Yeah. And when those moments come, you know, we want the right help.
Amen.
We want the right help. Mm-hmm. We want the help that is they're experts, guided by the Lord and the Holy Spirit. And that's my testimony right there. Mm-hmm.
Powerful. Thank you. Yeah. And I'll say to our listeners, if you're counting on a break to make a little side trip, forget it. The Lord told me to take the breakout because I don't want any discontinuity as the rest of y'all are sharing this morning. So with that in mind, who would like to go next?
And I just wanted to mention, thank you, Monica, for those who have been listening and said, where can I go? Call our office, 772-770-4424, or visit our website, and that's Women's Refuge VB, that stands for Vero Beach, .org, womensrefugevb.org, and the phone number again is 772-770-4424.
And you might, we do have open phone lines if you want to put in a call, if you have a question for Diane or maybe a response to any of the testimonies. 772-221-1100 is the number again of the radio station, 772-221-1100. And the phone line is open. If no one's here to answer the phone, I'll run out and get it. I want to make sure that you get on the air with us. So let's proceed with another sharing. We can.
I see eyes looking at me. I'm like, oh, that's
there
a cue.
Go, yeah.
That's a cue. Hi. Well, my name is Ariane, and I'm very happy to be here. I'm coming in from Mexico. God works in mysteriously wonderful ways. I'm in a city that wouldn't have ever heard of Vero Beach. There is connections. Funnily enough, Monica and I actually have a potential. We definitely have a church in common, but we may potentially have even a church member in common. And we're coming in from different countries. And so that's what God does. And I'm here.
Praise God.
Amen.
And so a little bit of my background and kind of the reason why I'm here. So I'm originally from Mexico. I moved out when I was 6 years old with my infant brother and my parents to Scotland. I was there for 3 years, Venezuela for six, Canada for one, finished high school in Colombia, and kept traveling after that. Needless to say, there was a lot of amazing, beautiful things in my life. My dad brought church to the home. That's one of my, actually one of the counselors was able to pick that up. Multiple counselors were saying that God had you in his palm even before you believed. And that touched me because I'm battling theology. It's hard to understand, but who can understand God? So to think that I was chosen. And so God was really in our home, and I got to have a wonderful childhood and then a very difficult childhood to middle school age in Venezuela. I was there during Chavez's initial entry into the country, transforming it from capitalism to whatever it is right now. Unfortunately, it's been rough for everybody there. Cultures. So I have an identity issue. I am from a country that I haven't lived for a long time in. I was raised in a country that I was that I don't have an accent for anymore. And I lived my middle school forming years in a country that wasn't really able to connect with me, you know, and I wasn't able to connect with it. So God knows my issue with identity. In high school, I actually diverted very well, much from Christ. I was in film. I was in musical theater. I was in the arts. And God doesn't take away his finger off of the gifts that he has. He just uses it for his glory. But yeah, for a long time, I was pulled into the crazy world. And I stayed there for until 27. And so when speaking on God not lifting his finger, again, going to the Women's Refuge, I'm coming back to the idea that God chose me and is my husband. I'm one of the younger residents here, and It is hard to see people in Vero Beach my age already having children that are six or older, meaning that they've started their life up earlier. That's not his plan. And I could have been in that, but I would have definitely focused on world methods to do that. Maybe I would have been happy. But even in my secularism, I was into New Age. I was into all these crazy tarot reading situations. And it was always God saying, it's me that you're looking for. It's me. And funnily enough, my friend groups, again, we're all, again, we're millennials, so out drinking and partying. And I remember one time I was out at a club and, you know, having a cigarette. And I look up and I see the moon in between the panels of, like, the sun beam. I don't know what they're called, but they kind of, like, stretch out so you can get a covering. You can see the moon through it. And I heard someone audibly say, you don't belong here. There was a bouncer beside me. And I looked at him, and he looked at me like he was concerned. But I can't even tell you if it was him or not. It was definitely an intervention. If it was him, it was an intervention. If it wasn't him, it was an intervention. And I remember walking home with my high heels like a giraffe, saying, I really don't. And so God does call you into his sheepfold. The Bible verse that hit me while I was at the refuge, and definitely we'll love to talk more about that, is, oh my gosh, John 10, which I believe is the sheep know my voice. And whenever he says, I am the narrow gate, I'm always thinking, I have to go into the sheepfold, like I have to belong to him. And he's like, no, he's calling you out from the sheepfold through the gate to maybe go through the shadow of the valley of death. I don't know. But that is amazing, because I'm like, I'm already inside. I don't have to earn anything. When I was drinking, when I was, you know, just being part of that group, I was trying to belong somewhere. So initially when I mentioned about my story about traveling, it's like I haven't belonged anywhere. And being an alternative person that likes arts and crafts and all stuff, I never belonged in like a high class, high earning society. I was always the alternative person. And he's saying, it's okay. You belong to me and I will transform you. The Women's Refuge has been an amazing discipline in maintaining my relationship with God. I want people to tell me who I am. I want my counselors to tell me who I am, but it's God. So they have something beautiful that after a while, I've been here for the longest time. I don't know if it's because God is saying, you are stubborn.
He's told me that several times. So
yeah,
probably.
I've heard that before.
And obviously the Refuge has been fantastic, and I want to say thank you to them as well. I wasn't going with this. So you're stubborn, and but they're saying, you know, after a while you start having more time with God and less time with counseling. And one of the things is, have you talked to God about it? Have you journaled? What is God telling you? And it's not a lie. It works. And if you have a relationship, you're struggling with a relationship with God, take out your pen and paper. Like, if you have received Christ as your Lord and Savior, he will answer you by writing down. He'll bring verses into your memory, and you know you belong to him.
Amen. That's a great learning, isn't it? And that is from the Spirit of God.
Amen.
You know, delivered certainly through his ministers, but it is from the Word of God. And that's a great source of healing. Thank you. I'm relating as you're speaking. Every one of your stories has touched me, which means, you know, we're all connected in this life. There's nothing new to God, you know. And it's just powerful to hear how he's blessed you. So we still have plenty of time.
Okay, then
for another story.
Then I will jump in.
Jump in, always... you jump in there, girl.
Yeah. Listening to Ariane, it reminded me of finding your identity, and what we offer is a weekend intensive. We call them weekend intensives because some women don't have an opportunity to take 2 weeks out of their life to get that solace, to get that time alone with the Lord. So we offer a three-day weekend conference, if you will. And one of them is called their Identity in Christ. It's a renewal weekend. Mm-hmm. Call our office, 772-770-4424, to find out when our next weekend intensive about your identity in Christ will be put on. I know it's in the summertime coming up, but they've got the exact mm-hmm. dates in their office. We want to hear from Shannon, and I did want to let the people listening know that, so how do you get connected with the Refuge? We offer an application. So here's the thing. We sit down with you once you fill out the application and go over what your background is. You kind of write it out. Mm-hmm. There's questions to answer. And the applicant, meet with two of our other counselors, and you decide, okay, is this something that you're ready to commit to real? This is serious work. Mm-hmm. And these ladies here will tell you, our tagline is, when you're serious about getting well. And so once you fill out the application, you have the interview, then we set up a time, usually within a week to 2 weeks, for you to finish up some of the things that you need to take care of before entering into the program. So I just wanted to say, it's not like an overnight thing, but as Monica mentioned, it takes a while. It mm-hmm. takes a while to really realize, I need the help. I can't put it off any longer. So go to our website. It's womensrefugevb.org. Go to where it says a live-in program and download the application. Fill it out, and you can email it, mail it, or scan it and send it via email.
Amen. Thank you. That's good for people to know. And I perceive there are women listening right now that are finally deciding they got to do something. And this is really the best way. I also want to say that I think it's important to affirm that at no point along the way in a person's relationship with Women's Refuge of Vero Beach does anyone lift up off the top of your head and shove into you their theological perceptions and beliefs. This doesn't happen. This is a loving, warm, welcoming family that brings you in for healing and trusts God in his own time and in his own way to present his truth to you in a comfortable way.
That's a good observation, David. I think what I'm hearing here is the staff doesn't just preach it and teach it. They live it.
Amen. Yeah.
And they can argue with your philosophy, your theology, your theosophy. They can't argue with your life.
Yeah, because that's it. It's your life.
Example is the best way to teach the gospel.
It is. And thank you, David, because it's not something that we force upon someone. And we'll accept anyone of any religion, but we're not going to change our curriculum.
Amen.
It is biblical-based. And one of the things also, and I'm going to be turning to Shannon here, because there's times where you really don't know where to go, like what to read, what to experience, what line of reality, what God's truth really says. And so we want to be able to present that to the ladies. And there is curriculum and there's requirements that, you know, we support them in their journey, but there's things that is required of them. And so I'm going to ask if Shannon will just share what she's how she came about seeing the Refuge and what God's been doing with you during this time. Where has he been taking you?
Hey, y'all.
I love it.
I'm super nervous.
No problem.
I'll just give you a little bit of my background. So I was raised in a very dysfunctional home. Mm-hmm. I was a teen mom. Through all those years, I never got the help that I needed. Didn't know I needed help, honestly. Brought all that dysfunction into my adult life, raising four amazing adult children. I have five grandbabies. Mm-hmm. For the past few years, it's just been really hard. The struggle is real. Mentally, emotionally, physically. I knew I needed help. I just didn't know which way to go. So I'm strolling on Facebook and the Women's Refuge popped up. So I was like, I just kept strolling. And anyway, One day I was sitting there and actually clicked on it. Mm. And I had really been praying for a long while for God to bring some women into my life that could share Christ with me. Mm. Because I was inserting my life into my adult kids' lives. Mm. And they have their own life. And so anyway, I read it and I seen hope and restoration. And I thought, I need this. So it took me a couple of weeks before I would even call them. And I kept praying about it and praying about it. And so that's what happened. I drove 17 hours. Wow. I called them. They prayed with me on the phone. And I thought, this is where I need to be. And since I've been here, I've been here 5 weeks, going into 5 weeks. All the love that they pour out on us, the prayer, and the guidance and the discipline. Mm-hmm. It is just a God thing.
Amen.
So if you ladies need help, this is where you need to come.
Because
it's really helped me.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
You can't get a better witness than the three of you here sharing from the heart. And the tears are real.
Yeah, the tears are real.
Yeah.
What I love about being on staff, actually a quick little story. I've been married 34 years, I believe it is. But around year 18, we just hit a big speed bump. And so a friend of mine told me about the counseling center at the Women's Refuge. And we had been to secular counseling, and we finally landed at the Refuge where I received biblical counseling. It made such a difference in my life. And I thank God that I came there. And that's how I was introduced to the Refuge. And I got plugged into one of their support groups. And the rest is history, as they say. And our marriage has never been stronger. Here we are going on 34 years, praise God.
Hallelujah.
And it just changed me totally. So I had an opportunity at about year 19 of our marriage to change jobs. Mm. And I thought, this is the place. Well, actually, I was volunteering, and then they offered me a job. So I wholeheartedly jumped in. And some of the things our staff does, and you were talking about this, Ed, how our staff's involved, we have an opportunity to share morning devotions with them every morning between 6:30 and 7. And then we also have some structured times in the evenings. There's a Monday night group, and there's also like a fellowship night on Friday night. And then different things happen during the year at different times. And the staff's always involved in that. And we really get our energy from these ladies, too, because we know that this is not an easy thing. And I'm not trying to discourage anyone from coming. It's not easy to open up yourself and make that commitment and surrender, as Monica has said. But the blessings are so fruitful because it's like stripping away the bad things in your life and opening yourselves up for the good things that God has for you.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah moment, really. I'm having Ed and I both served as pastors for 40, 50 years.
Still
serving, but yep. The intensity may be a little bit less. But having seen, you know, over those decades, meeting women that have needs, and on occasion we've been put on the foreground to help them. But often, you know, we would say, you know, you really need. I can't really help you as much as other people can. They have a specific area of ministry for you as a woman. And I can't remember when I was involved as a pastor, again, I have a home church now, so it's really easy. But when we had a congregation of 500, 600, 700, 1,000, 2,000, whatever, and so many women, and I wasn't aware of anybody at that time that did what you do. Mm. And so it's just so awesome, and I can't say enough for any woman listening right now, if you are perceiving that you really need some help, it's Women's Refuge of Vero Beach that will help you. They can and they will. And I can't be emphatic enough about that for you right now. So, again, the number to call for Women's Refuge of Vero Beach is 772-770-4424. That's 772-770-4424. You can go online to their website, the Women's Refuge VB for Vero Beach .org. Women's Refuge VB.org. You can get more information by going on doing info at womensrefugevb.org. Mm-hmm. Any one of those connectivity points, real honestly, take advantage of it. You will not be displeased.
Amen.
With what God's going to do for you.
You know, it's interesting. I pastor a small church out in Indian Town in a 55 and over community. Most of them are 75% are women. Most of them widows or women that just have been single for different reasons. But anyway, they're over 55. I find such a depth of spirituality and reception to the gospel so much more in them than I do men. And having 75% women and just 25% men, David, we're going to be in heaven. We're going to be surrounded by all these beautiful ladies.
Amen. Who have a beautiful spirit.
It's going to be beautiful in heaven, yeah. But you're so much more open to understanding the love of God.
Yeah.
And to understanding Him wanting to be your father, your husband, your brother, whatever you need. He's there for you. He's there for you so deeply. And you're finding that out. You're finding that no matter how the world looks at you, how does God look at you? He looks at you as His beautiful bride.
Thank you.
You ladies are in the right place.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we've been doing this for almost 29 years. And I just thank God, number one, for it's His ministry. And He makes it happen.
Amen.
And I thank God that Donna Robart, our founder, listened and put her faith to action to open up a place for ladies. And I will say, I agree with you. The older women seem to have more of openness, if you will. However, we want to also capture those younger women, the 18, the 20-something, and have them get that stability in their faith walk early on so they don't find themselves at 30, 40, 50 stuck in their lives and they can't move forward.
Yeah.
So we want to be able to offer this to all women, all ages. The oldest lady we've had was 81.
Wow.
So we say 18 to 81, but that's not, you know, you're older than that, you can still apply. So
that's fantastic. Well, and I'm looking up at the clock, which I hate to do, but it's almost, we're almost time. We have to say goodbye. In fact, we got about 2.5 minutes and that's it. And then we have to make room for Chuck. You know,
one of my favorite too.
One of your favorite, Chuck Swindoll. But for that, Diane, I impose on you to ask a quick but profound prayer for the women at the refuge, but you'd include just the women listening right now.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we just come before you, Lord, and we acknowledge your mercy and your love, and Father, your grandness, the one who created the heavens and the earth. And Father, I just thank you. I thank you for the ladies that you are drawing by your Holy Spirit to the refuge. Lord, I pray for those women out there that know they need the help. And Lord, I just pray that you give them the strength to make that phone call, to reach out and ask for the help and not be prideful about it. Mm-hmm. And Lord, I thank you for the ladies that are currently in our program that have made that commitment to seek you first, and to grasp that their identity lies in you and no one else. Father, I thank you for the staff of the refuge and the way they serve with the love of Christ. And Father, I just pray that the word of the refuge goes out on these airwaves to all of those listening to know that there is a place where you can find hope, help, and healing for those emotional, spiritual, and mental wounds. Lord, you are there. You are the one who wants to put the balm on those wounds and heal them.
Amen.
So, Father, we pray all of this in the precious name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Well, time is up. Thank you all for coming. It's been a great blessing. We'll have you back, of course. There's more stories to tell.
Thank you.
Until then, God bless. And we'll now turn this over to my brother Chuck.
Tune in next Monday at 11 a.m. as we take another fascinating trip to the front line.